All right, we're back here at Talk 1300, 98.7 FM. We've been talking about the fire at the firehouse in Manans all morning. Now we're going to talk to the mayor, who I'm sure was shocked by this. Mayor Brian Marsh joins us this morning. Mayor, how are you this morning?
We're hanging in there. Thanks for asking. We're about to start assessing the situation, cleaning up, starting the process of sorting all the things out that were destroyed, being what we have left, meeting with insurance adjusters and engineers and cleanup crews and all of that, and then figuring out what the best process is to go forward. So it's going to be a little bit of a process, but luckily nobody was hurt yesterday. One minor injury, and a police officer had some smoke inhalation, and all were treated and released, and we're glad for that.
Mayor, based on what you know so far, what happened yesterday?
Well, preliminary indications are it started in the cab of our truck, Quad 6. That was a piece of apparatus we had acquired from another colony department several years ago. It wasn't a new piece, but it wasn't new to us. It was a great piece of equipment and responded frequently for EMS-type calls. And it appears from preliminary investigation that it was an iPad that is in the vehicle's cab, with a lithium battery on a charger to keep it powered so that if they need it, it's available. It appears that was the source of the fire.
Okay. Now, tell me about, and this is a Sunday, I'm a little curious personally. Is there supposed to be anybody in the building? Was there anybody in the building?
Well, that's a funny thing. I think Mother Nature actually helped us out a little bit in our ability to respond to this because it kept a lot of our own first responders from Manand literally just around the corner from the station because they were not at summer camps or playing cornhole or all of that kind of fun summer stuff that starts this weekend. So they were literally around the corner and were here within minutes. So that's the same with our department and other departments. I think we got such a terrific response so quickly because everybody was home because of this lousy weather.
I guess you say they got there quickly, and I'm sure they did, but boy, that's an awful lot of damage that happened in a very short time, right?
You'd be surprised at how quickly a lithium battery can ignite a fire, and that's why we as municipalities all try to protect rubbish crews from the same. I mean, it can a lithium battery in a trash truck can burn the trash truck up in no time. In fact, we had one such incident happen in Manans with our trash truck not too long ago, just a couple years ago. Luckily, that truck wasn't destroyed, but that can burn up $250,000 worth of machinery inside of 5 minutes.
Okay, we're talking to Mayor Brian Marsh in Manans. Tell me about the units themselves. We understand this morning that one was a total loss, two are out of service. Tell us what the real story is there.
Yeah, so the Quad 6 is definitely a complete loss. We're evaluating the truck, which is Truck 6, and seeing exactly what needs to be cleaned up and or repaired on that. And then our engine, which is our oldest piece, was the third piece over from the fire, and we're washing that down and evaluating. Everything on all of the trucks had to be pulled off, has to be scrubbed, decontaminated, especially all of the gear. All of our fire department guys' gear was in the fire station, heavily contaminated with soot and all of the debris that was part of the fire. So that all has to be decontaminated. There's just a lot that when it burns, you just have all of that soot. It's not a good mix, and the entire building is going to have to go through one hell of a washdown.
Mayor, tell me about the actual fire station itself. Is that usable at this point?
It is not.
Okay.
No, it is absolutely out of service at this time. We immediately had Mike Romano, who is from Fuller Road Fire Department and is also a colony fire coordinator's operations, and he was on scene. We immediately reached out to our neighboring departments. I heard from many mayors around me that we can use their equipment, we can use their station. If our police station was contaminated, water would step up, and we could work out of there for at least the foreseeable future. I've had mayors who have reached out to host our seniors who meet on Thursday. They're not going to be able to meet there. We've also contacted Schuyler Heights, which is just down the street from us and has been going through some operational challenges themselves. And immediately the chairs of the Schuyler Heights Fire District reached out. And if we need to, we're formulating a plan to potentially work out of their department's facility and using their equipment until we can get, ours back online. Since we have people and they have a department, we're working together to make sure that we're able to respond to both our jurisdictions as best as we can, and we're going to figure that plan out in the next few days.
Okay, so it looks like you utilized Schuyler Heights. Will you utilize the people at Schuyler Heights that were part of that program?
I don't believe that would be feasible. Technically, the facility and the equipment still are under the jurisdiction of the district, but the people have essentially resigned from operating that equipment. So the way it would work is our guys would train, and I believe they're doing that in the next few days, on their equipment, get up to speed on their equipment, and they as a district would allow us to basically use their equipment, their station, et cetera. So it's kind of like we would be under contract with them, use them since we don't have a facility and we don't have equipment.
So it's unfortunate, but the timing worked out okay for you.
It did. Sometimes things work out. I guess that's one of the things that worked out. And obviously, anytime you can work mutually collaboratively with another agency, it's important, to understand these are the connections that we make as municipalities and as fire companies and districts. And we all have to eventually work together. And you never know when you may be called on to act.
Okay, and it sounds like you've got a full evaluation of the damage starting today, correct?
Yeah, I'm literally sitting outside the fire department right now, staring at the damage. I'm moments away from meeting with our engineering crew from our contractors, Labella, who works for the village. In fact, they're pulling up here next to me. We're going to start evaluating the building, looking at it from the structural point of view at the same time as the cleanup crew starts securing the building. Obviously, we're going to do a lot of scrubbing of the facility, and then we're going to start the repair work immediately.
Okay, Mayor Marsh, I'll let you go then. It's good to talk to you. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Mayor Brian Marsh over there in Menands this morning on the back end of the fire yesterday.